Welcome to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's Capitol reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison, and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mock.
Well, Chuck, a couple of super PACs are making news this week in the Republican House primary, and one of them is called the Big Sky Freedom Fund. And this is a PAC that is supporting the candidacy of Corey Stapleton.
It's a PAC based in Billings. It's in the offices, the same office suite as 47 North, a Republican political consulting firm that's made up of some employees of former Congressman Denny Rehberg. And they're spending money on ads supporting Corey Stapleton and a poll. I think it was about $80,000 altogether, which is a major buy. And, of course, we don't know where the money's coming from. It's a five-way Republican primary and four serious candidates. And, you know, $80,000 can go a long way in a race like that. And it's certainly a coup for Stapleton to get these ads. But, of course, he cannot know about them. He cannot coordinate with them. That's a violation of the law. So, and I have not seen any of these ads yet. I suspect we'll see him starting this weekend. That's a development that certainly will help Corey Stapleton in the race.
Well, the other candidate in that primary who is benefiting from a super PAC is Ryan Zinke, and this PAC is called Special Operations for America. And their connection with Zinke has prompted an election complaint based on what you were just talking about, Chuck, which is whether or not they are coordinating with the candidate, which would be illegal.
Yes, a couple of Washington-based groups have filed a complaint with the FEC, Federal Election Commission, and they haven't ruled on it yet. I don't know whether they will by the time the primary is concluded, but the other tie to Zinke is he started the PAC in 2012 with some other people as a super PAC to help the candidacy of Mitt Romney for president. Lots of ties. It was originally in Whitefish, where Zinke is from. Now it's moved to a town in New York. But that FEC decision could be very interesting. But Federal Election Commission consists of three Republican appointees and three Democratic appointees. And so any controversies there usually end in a 3-3 tie. But we'll see what happens.
And Chuck, another candidate in that Republican House race, Matt Rosendale, has a new TV ad, and let's take a listen to that.
Here's your big government special.
Hey, I didn't order that.
Nobody orders the garbage coming out of Washington,
but it's what they keep serving.
I'm Matt Rosendale, a rancher, businessman, and limited government conservative. Washington spending and regulations cripple our economy. They hold Montana back from creating jobs. I'll protect our freedom and stop the intrusion of government.
Can I get that instead?
You bet. I'm Matt Rosendale, and I approve this message.
And Chuck, the visual in this ad has Mr. Rosendale and an unidentified woman sitting at a counter in a diner, and she's being served a plate full of really ugly, ugly-looking food.
Yes, and for my money, Matt Rosendale gets the Public Radio Award in the House primary so far for having the most interesting ads.
I agree.
people may remember his first ad, which showed him shooting down a drone. And this one is, it has humor, and he gets his message across with humor. And I guess you have to see the ad, really, but this slop is just getting poured on this lady's plate. And she, I didn't order this. And he's just sitting there, and I think it's a very effective ad.
Certainly his ads get people talking, which is what you want your ads to do. I mean, people are talking about Matt Rosendale, gets his name out there and into the conversation.
I think that's exactly what they do, and I think that's an asset in a five-way primary, and some of the other ads maybe, you know, talking about Obamacare or the federal budget. He makes his points in a humorous way, makes serious points in a humorous way, and I think they're effective ads.
Well, Mike, this restaurant theme also plays out in a new ad in the Senate race, and this one is from Steve Daines.
I've had diabetes since I've been about 13 years old. When Obamacare kicked in, our plan didn't qualify. We lost our insurance. I'm back trying to pay for my insulin again. I've worked hard all my life, and it just seems like the working person isn't getting ahead again. Glad that Steve Daines is against Obamacare. We need more people like Steve Daines that will stand up and help the working class.
I'm Steve Daines, and I approve this message.
And Mike, this has a woman in a cafe looking quite upset about losing her insurance.
Yeah, the woman is in Livingston, according to the ad. And after I watched this ad, I guess I had a whole host of questions about just what's really going on here. Because, you know, it's possible, but I find it hard to believe that under the new law, the Affordable Care Act, that someone who is working and doesn't have a lot of money couldn't get a policy to cover their insulin. Perhaps there's some things in here that we don't know about that are affecting this. But when I saw that ad, the first thing I thought was, I want to know more about just what happened to this woman and whether she indeed couldn't get insurance, what her insurance was before. I think there's a lot of unanswered questions for anyone who wants to scrutinize that commercial.
And there are some people who, since that ad has aired, who've come out and said, I'm diabetic and I'm not having a problem getting my insulin covered.
Yeah, there's a letter in the Billings Gazette this morning from someone who said just that I'm a diabetic and I know about what's going on with insurance, and what is being presented here does not square with my firsthand experience. And so, once again, I'd just like to know a little bit more about what's going on here.
Well, criticism of Obamacare isn't just coming from the Republicans. Democratic Senate candidate John Walsh also has a new ad out.
I've spent my life protecting and defending Montana. There's no graver threat than the exploding national debt. I'm brand new to the Senate, but I've already sponsored a balanced budget amendment to put an end to waste, fraud, and abuse. Working to eliminate Pentagon programs we don't need, cutting skyrocketing costs in Obamacare, and fighting tax loopholes that send our jobs to China. I'm John Walsh, and I approve this message because defending our country must include repairing our fiscal house here at home.
Mike, Mr. Walsh is talking about bringing down the high cost of Obamacare, and this is really interesting since he does not, like Mr. Daines does, support repealing it.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. I mean, what you see here is Senator Walsh, the Democrat in this race, or one of three Democrats in this race, almost kind of staking out Republican territory here, saying, I want to cut the deficit and criticizing Obamacare. And what he's referring to, and you can't really tell. The only reason I know is because I asked the campaign, what are you talking about in terms of Obamacare? And he said that he's referring to his support of a bill or a law that I don't believe has been introduced yet that would allow the federal government to negotiate prescription drug prices directly for Medicare. And this is something that, you know, Democrats have long said should be in the law and never was. And so that's what he's talking about.
Well, we have one more new ad to play that is sticking with the Obamacare theme. And once again, this is from the Daines campaign.
Can Montanans trust John Walsh or John Bollinger to fight for us in the Senate? While working class families struggle to get ahead, Walsh and Bollinger support Obamacare, increasing costs, cutting Medicare, making government more intrusive. Walsh and Bollinger are with Obama, not Montana. Steve Daines is standing up to Barack Obama and fighting to repeal and replace Obamacare.
I'm Steve Daines, and I approve this message because Montana comes first.
I heard Obama said four or five times in that little 30-second ad, Mike.
Boy, what a surprise. this is a theme that we saw, you know, 2 years ago in campaigns on the behalf of Republican candidates for Congress, and you hear it even more now, I think, trying to link the Democrat with Obama, because Obama he's unpopular nationally. His approval ratings are low, and they're probably even lower in Montana. So it's a pretty obvious strategy of Republican candidates to link Democrats to Obama. And he's talking about Obamacare and making these allegations that it's driving up costs and cutting Medicare. I mean, we could talk all day about this thing and say how these aren't totally accurate, but I think that in an ad, that's not going to matter. What really matters is that they're going to keep saying Obama, Obamacare, Obama bad, Obamacare bad. It's going to drill it into the consciousness of the public, of the voting public.
The other interesting thing about this ad is that they do mention John Bollinger, which means they're taking his candidacy seriously, they meaning Republicans.
Yeah, that was interesting to me that they mentioned both Senator Walsh and John Bollinger. They didn't mention Dirk Adams, the third Democratic candidate, because he's not really well known. Maybe they think Bollinger has a fighting chance to win the primary. I don't know. But that was a little interesting snippet in that ad.
And Chuck, we've been talking about ads that are on the air, but there's ads that are not on the air that are kind of surprising me, and especially that we're not seeing an ad yet, anyway, from the Democratic House candidate, John Lewis. Does that, do you think, Chuck, say something about how seriously he takes his primary competition, John Driscoll?
Or does it say something about him wanting to stockpile money for the general election against the Republican winner? I don't know. Of course, in 2008, the Democratic establishment favorite was Jim Hunt, and he didn't do any media advertising that I'm aware of. And John Driscoll, who spent nothing, raised nothing and spent nothing, beat him in the primary. And here we got John Driscoll again, same strategy, raising no money, spending no money. But he's a person that's been on the ballot, I don't know, 8 or 10 times. I'm surprised Lewis isn't spending some money, but maybe they're saving it till closer to the election, or maybe they're not. I don't know. They did get an endorsement this week from Pat Williams, who said it was the first time he'd endorsed a primary candidate in 20 years or something like that since he left the Congress. But yeah, it is puzzling because Driscoll he's probably better known as a ballot name than John Lewis, just like Bob Kelleher was when Bob Kelleher won the Republican Senate nomination in 2008.
And, of course, they're both John, so people have got to distinguish them somehow anyway. Well, I'm sure, guys, we're going to have a flurry of new ads to talk about next week, and it's going to be a rainy weekend, but a rainy weekend is better than no weekend. So have a good one, you guys. Talk to you then.
All right.
Thanks, Sally.
You've been listening to Campaign Beat, a weekly political analysis program featuring Lee Newspaper's reporters Chuck Johnson and Mike Dennison and Montana Public Radio News Director Sally Mauch. We hope you'll join us next week for another discussion of the week's political news.